On Wednesday, the president flew into Phoenix as part of a multi-state tour following the State of the Union address. Brewer said she greeted him at the airport and gave him a handwritten note asking that they get together at some point to talk.
And he changed the subject to my book, Scorpions for Breakfast, and was a little bit disenchanted, if you will, about how he was portrayed.
In that book, she wrote that when she met the president nearly 2 years ago at the White House, he was, quote, patronizing and, quoting again, condescending to her. The White House confirmed that Obama told Brewer he would be glad to meet with her again, quote, but did note that after their last meeting, a cordial discussion in the Oval Office, the governor inaccurately described the meeting in her book. Brewer said that's not true.
I believe that the book is a very straightforward, honest recollection of exactly what took place at the White House.
And she said what happened at the airport is not her fault.
I wanted to be there to welcome him to come and see firsthand what Arizona has done in regards to our economic recovery. He wanted to talk about the book, and I thought that he was pretty thin-skinned.
The conversation, such as it was, did not end well.
I was in the middle of a sentence, and he walked away.
For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.